Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the BJ Experience with
Bobo
and JoJo. Mwah.
Everything they do, we do it. Everything they do, we do it. Everything.
Discussing something that has sort of been trending of late, and it's about nudes. So this is a sensitive topic, I think. And basically we're just going to be talking about, you know, sending nudes, receiving nudes, using nudes to blackmail people, exposing people using their nudes. And you know the implications of your nudes, you know, leaking. Yeah, so just generally, do you send nudes? Have you ever sent a nude?
Yeah, I won't lie. Yeah.
Have you received nudes?
Hey, we're actually just talking about it before we started.
Yes,
this. I'd met someone recently, and I think they wanted to hack.
Yeah.
So I was like, define this hand.
Yeah.
I just got a nude live, like from head to fucking toe. Mm-hmm. It was a gorgeous picture, like I'm not lying. Like, but I was just like, yo. And then like, I think 2 or 3 years back, just after, I'd exchanged numbers with someone at the club because I thought it was like bands. You know, when someone has like so much vibes, you're like, ah, this looks like a good friend to have.
Yeah.
In the wee hours of the night,
yeah,
I got a full on dick pic.
Are they Indian?
What?
No. Oh. African.
Oh.
Kenyan. Like full on, like in all its glory. Just a
And is their
in
face?
In different angles.
Is their face
the
attached?
One where her face was recently, then that one was just
their body.
The body.
So and maybe not again his.
And then, no. And then immediately after a video chat, him just naked.
Hey, but what's wrong with guys nowadays?
Hey.
I thought that was mostly in Indians. Indians are the ones who randomly call you, especially on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Then, if you happen to receive, like it's someone, you know, stroking their dick. And it's so weird. Like, what's wrong with that? What's up with that? I mean,
Maybe I think it's to show you what you're working with. Because I feel like right now, people are trying to normalize, like, sex and stuff.
Yeah.
So they're trying to make you comfortable. I just see if this is what you'd be interested in.
Yeah.
Then we can move from there.
Yeah. But do you think it's wrong to send a nude? I personally don't. Okay, sometimes I usually wonder, mostly with my experience, mostly it's guys who ask for nudes. But I usually wonder, like, if you are in the same... I can understand for long-distance relationships, yeah? But if you're in the same country, and you can see each other every so often, why do you need to have my nudes? Why do you ask for my nudes? Because I'd never ask anyone for a nude.
Yeah.
But, like, why do guys ask for nudes?
That's something maybe you guys need to tell us, because we also don't understand.
Yeah, and sometimes it's annoying, like...
Or even, I feel like it still borders on the same thing as even send me a picture of you. You've seen I'm online. If you want to get a picture of me, like, go online and pick one.
No, that one irritates me if someone is following me on Instagram, you're following, you know, like, you can
exactly
see
my point, yeah.
But if you're not on Instagram, well and good, I can understand why you'd want to see my pictures. But you're following me on Instagram, you're seeing my story updates every day, and then you still want me to send you, because you think I take how many pictures in a day?
I don't get it, I don't know.
But anyway,
have you sent nudes before?
I have sent nudes before, especially when I was in a long distance. I did send nudes, and I don't know, with that, I didn't mind, honestly, because this is someone I would see like once a year. So like, it's just a form of, can I say, intimacy, connection. Yeah, you feel kind of connected with the person. Yeah, so that was fine.
I feel like it's wrong though when guys use that to take advantage of you.
Yes, and that's what has been happening lately. And I think even for, there are even women who take advantage of guys like that. Because this, was it Boutros?
Yes.
Boutros, yeah. He was exposed the other day. And you know, he's genuinely just sleeping.
Yeah.
And someone took a photo and now they're exposing him. I feel like that is wrong. Because not unless I'm causing any hindrance to anything
like happening. Like I'm, yeah.
Not unless I'm having sex like in a public place. Or, you know,
I'm in my house, or I'm in our house.
Yes, in a room that I probably paid for. You know, like the Millicent. Honestly, I feel like it's wrong.
I feel like it's wrong. Because it's someone's privacy, it's someone's own business. You should not. You should not use that manipulation or to extort someone. I find it very wrong.
It's wrong. Mm-hmm. And even if I was the one who sent you, like, I sent you that in privacy.
Exactly.
I didn't post it on my WhatsApp. So that means I wanted you to have it.
Yeah.
Not you and the rest of the world. And using that to, you know, try and tarnish my name. I feel like it's shady.
Quite.
And do people actually pay attention to those things?
I feel like, okay, for some people they do, but for someone like Kim Kardashian, it works to her advantage.
Yes. But do people, like, lose jobs?
Yes, there's some people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, damn.
So for Millie, the ladies came together.
Yes, and then
that never happens. Her. For me, I was just like, wow, well done. The ladies came together.
Yeah.
But if it was like a few years back, should have been fired there then.
Really?
Yeah. And they'd have looked for an excuse. They'd have looked for something to be like...
But I feel like that now people are like, it can happen to anyone. Because she was genuinely asking, if at all it's her, because it's not even been confirmed it's her, but she was genuinely asleep. So it can happen to anyone. You've gone there with your
person.
It's a
very nice angle, though, I must say.
It's a good sleeping angle. Like, you're just asleep in your room, and then someone is just busy there taking photos for malicious gain. If you're taking photos for you...
If you're going to keep it, I mean for yourself.
I still have a problem with that. Don't take me photos when I'm naked. Without my conscience.
Yes.
I'd still have a problem with that. I need to be the one to tell you it's okay, you can.
Ask me for permission.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Don't just be out there taking me photos. No. That's wrong.
Because I think that borders somewhat on intellectual property and those things.
Because
it's me, it's my face.
Yes. So, I don't know.
Because I'm sure, and I think those things are coming from these... not Hollywood sites, what are they called in Kenya? These gossip sites you have in Kenya.
Yeah.
Actually paying guys. So guys are being told the juicier the content, the more money you're getting.
Yeah.
So even though there's nothing.
So that's...
That's what's happening right now. So you, when you spot a celebrity, that's what you saw. You're like, ayo, I can make
money.
I lose 50K from this video.
Yeah, some of them even approach the gossip pages. I'm like, I have tea for you. How much are you willing to pay?
Yes. So I think that's what the trend is becoming right now. I think there's a gossip site that called it snitch something.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay, it's wrong because, hey, what if it comes back to you?
Me, that's not even my problem. Mine is not it coming back to me. It's just, I'm like, no. Like someone's property? That's my body, man. Unless I've paid you to make me famous.
Yeah.
Which I think Kim did.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah, true. And like the way this DJ Krem was exposed.
Even I find that was also very wrong, Bambi. Even though...
So it was the woman who leaked that video.
Yeah.
Maybe he refused to pay her or something.
Or maybe she just wanted to make that money. So even though she was paid, she was paid by that and the site that she gave them.
But that was Kitambo. Were those things there?
No, there it wasn't. It wasn't Kitambo.
It was.
But yes, you could approach. There are no snitch program. That's what it's called today.
Yeah.
So there are no programs. Mm. But if you had the tea, they'd give you the money.
And these people who still, you know, there are people who make money off like OnlyFans. So there are those people who go steal their content and then they now, you know, give it for free, like on platforms like Telegram. So
That's also wrong.
That's wrong?
Yes. Because on OnlyFans, you paid for this service. You're not supposed to take screenshots. You're not supposed to take all those there in terms of conditions. Terms and conditions.
So what of these people who steal content from, you know, nowadays people make money from things like OnlyFans and stuff like that. So you find there are people who go there, they, I don't know if they download or they screen record, and then now they come and sambaza them on Telegram or WhatsApp for free. So like some of us, we've seen, like there are people I didn't know they're on OnlyFans, but now I know because of Telegram, because those videos just make rounds.
I think, okay, there's usually a term of terms and conditions. I don't know why that word is being so hard.
Yeah.
We just say whatever.
Yeah.
And in it, as you become, when you're a subscriber, you're not supposed to take screenshots, screen record, as in anything like that. So you as a content creator can sue these people.
Yeah.
But how many people have the money to sue?
So that's the problem.
You're not allowed, that's why it's only, that's why you're paying that, I think the cheapest is like $20 subscription.
Yeah.
That's why you're paying that.
Yeah. But I think in the States, it's more difficult for someone to steal your content and just...
I think...
Because now there, if you're caught, like, you can actually be fined, like, some proper money.
Like, the one I was telling you how now there are some Airbnbs, I think, sites of Kile Kilimani, where they used to put, like, even some hotels. I can't remember the names. It's like small, small cameras behind your mirrors. And the bathroom and the sitting room. So if you go to these porn sites, you could find yourself there if you've ever done anything in any of those Airbnbs. There's a point, I think it was being exposed, I think on Daily Nation some time back. So you'd go to, so guys are being told, when you go with an app on your phone.
Yeah.
And it has, they don't care whether it's your boyfriend, your husband, you'll find yourself on a porn site.
Are you serious?
Wallahi.
Without your consent?
Without your consent.
Okay, now that's wrong. Who found out?
I don't know who found out, but I saw it in the news and I was like, makes sense.
That is recent.
Maybe like two years back. But I'm sure there's some places that still do that. So you could be there. Doing your own thing at an Airbnb, and you know, it's scary.
It's wrong. That's invasion of privacy.
Even those guys who are okay, but that one was public. Actually, no, you couldn't really tell. I saw something on either on TikTok or IG. There's this couple that was caught fucking outside the toilet in a club.
Okay, now that's bad. That one, if someone records you, you can't really blame them.
But you can't tell because you're only kissing as you're coming out.
Yeah.
So people who are there said, no, they are caught inside the toilet.
And that one, if now people record you, you can't blame
them. But the toilet, inside your stall, why you record? That means that even the guys who are peeing...
But you know, you're not supposed to be having sex in...
It's fine, but I'm saying, why is there a camera inside the stall?
Or inside the toilet.
The stall, yeah. Because you're going to pee either way. So if that's recording, it's not only recording.
Yeah, okay, it's wrong. Do they put cameras in the toilets nowadays?
I don't know.
I've never seen... Actually, I usually check. But you see, nowadays, they are even, like, micro.
Yeah.
You might not even see it. That's the problem. Damn. Would you put CCTVs in your house? Like for your kids? Like in their rooms? You know their parents will do that.
In their rooms? I know.
So you can imagine if you have like a teenager.
Oh my god, no, I wouldn't want to know. Oh my god, no. Definitely no. Oh.
Right? See, rather no.
You'd rather know? I know. Just think of the trauma, babe.
What trauma? It's normal.
It's normal. Your kid, your baby girl, your baby boy.
Yes, it's normal. It's a stage. It's a stage.
I don't think I'd be a helicopter parent like that.
Yeah.
I think I'd have mad security outside the house.
Would you put CCTV in your, like, if you have a domestic worker?
That one, yes, I'm a stalker.
In their room?
Oh. I don't know how I feel about about domestic workers, like based on the stories right now.
Living with you?
Just generally leaving my baby with you. I don't know how I feel about it.
So what you do?
Because of all the stories, I take a sabbatical. Like, that's why I kept telling you even, okay, I'm going to digress a bit, but when it comes to having a child, I want to have, like, mad money.
Yeah.
So that my kid, if my kid is going to Turi, like, I'm sure, like, you'd be fine.
Yeah.
So until I have that mad money, I don't think...
Yeah, you want
I
to...
I have any, business having a child.
Makes sense.
Because I'd stay home with that child until you're old enough to, if anything happens to you, you can tell me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, but anyway, I just feel like this whole it kind of, you know, it also damages. Like recently, there was this girl. She's in USIU. I think she's in her first year.
Mm-hmm.
So one of her exes, I think he's a bitter ex. So he goes and tells, you know, the platform, oh, I want to expose this girl. So the blogger is asking, why do you want to expose her?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he said, but I think the blogger kind of suspected it was malicious.
Mm.
So he went and asked, you know, the girl. Mm. And that's why I like this particular blogger.
Because
I feel like he likes to understand the two sides of the story. Unlike others who would just take that story and just because they want to run a story, they just take it and run it. You know, without considering the other person. So when he got to talk to the other girl, he realized that Kumbe, this guy, he's just doing this out of malice.
Out of spite.
Yes. And you know, the girl is like, okay, I'm just in my first year. Please don't air it. You know, this and this. You know, she proved her points. Like, we dated and it didn't end well. And maybe he's just doing this. It's not the first time he's threatened. And she showed, like, you know, evidence of him threatening her before. So it was just like a continuation. It never ends anyway. Such people, they'll just continue torturing you and torturing you and torturing you. So I don't know if he ran the story. I don't think he did, but
he told us about the story. Like, he told,
yes. And I feel like some people, you know, that can actually damage your mental health. Because now, because you're in first year, oh my God, you just now you've
even already seen your goodies.
You'll be mocked for the rest of your 4 years. Can you imagine? I know, and you know, the internet never forgets.
That's another thing.
It never forgets. I even feel for these people, you know, these parents, because now their kids will grow up. You know, you can even be mocked in school. Like, mama, what to be mona? What are you telling us?
But also, I feel like right now, especially this day and age, even the guys who are not online, you'll end up being online.
Yeah.
So you need to, like, when you're living your life, don't live your life in secret. Like, just leave it in open. In the open, sorry. So that anything and everything that you do, if it comes, if it's 10 years down the line, your kids, like you're saying, are not getting so worked out.
Yeah.
So you need to be, everything that you do right now, just be comfortable with it being out.
Yeah. But something don't like that was back. out of my, you know.
Like, if that happens, you need, that's when you need to go for therapy.
But you just make peace with it.
Yeah.
And you tell your, I think it's better you tell your kids before they see it. So that they, even if they see, they come to say it, or they're told about it, they're like, mom told us that, you know?
Because in this day and age, you don't really know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It, like, man, just make peace with everything and everything that you've done and you're doing, make peace with it within thyself.
Yeah.
So that if anything comes out, whether it's gossip or not, you're fine with it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you said that, you reminded me, there's another girl of mine, still the same year, saying, I don't know what's wrong with this year, saying, people. This guy, out of nowhere, see, she's left him. She starts getting a note from herself. She's never asked this guy to take them. A note is sent today. Tomorrow, same time, another one is sent. Another one is sent.
And then?
She's texting, he's not responding. He just keeps on sending the next day.
Yeah.
So finally she called and she's like, what do you want? He's like, you don't want to talk to me. So these are the things, I'm just showing you the things that I have of you.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you don't come back to me, all these ones are going out in this order at this time.
That's such a desperate move.
Like, there's a point in time, I think I was like, we need to look for an IT guy. We find this guy.
Yeah. Like, and you know, it's very easy to find them. If you have, like, someone proper, it's very easy.
So I don't know how that story ended.
Mm.
But it did, so, but she, like, nothing came out or anything.
Yeah.
But that blackmail,
it's bad. what would you do if not the blackmail, like you're already exposed, like,
oh, it's already out.
Yes, you are not even blackmailed, like, it's just someone out who just wants to make you feel bad, like, yes,
that's no what I'm saying. There's mind something that I've gotten, like, okay, I'm still working on it, but that being like everything that you've done, being okay with it, like within thyself.
Mm-hmm.
So if anything ever came out, it is what it is. It's me, right? So it's me, like, as if what more, baby girl, what more can I do?
Huh.
I know I might need to go for like extra therapy or whatever, but it's me. That's why people need to, you need to really reconcile within thyself or whatever you've done, whatever pictures you've taken. Yeah. Whether it's online or not, like, just reconcile. Like, if you need to go for therapy, go for therapy. So that you're not also restricting yourself in terms of being online.
Yeah.
Nashika.
Yeah.
Especially, like, now for you and I, we're content, I think we can call ourselves content creators, yeah?
Yeah.
So, reconciling with that now. So that no one can ever take us, like, hold yeah us hostage with yeah any of our stuff or any knowledge they have of us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At least if it's a nude, look good.
You know, at least be cute, you know?
Right? You're like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah. And I mean, I think, okay, not to negate anything or whatever, but a bikini picture, it's just your nipples and your kitty not being seen, you know?
Yeah, but that's not a nude.
I'm just saying that the only difference between a bikini picture
and a nude
is just that your nipples and your kitty is not being seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. I think what would be really tormenting would be like a sex video, like like the
you can die. Oh my god, you can die.
Oh no.
Especially if you make like a weird one. Can you imagine if you make,
I say, hold up, wait a minute, something ain't right.
No, that one would be bad. No. I think that one would really hurt. Like,
it would. Like, I think that's what happened to this DJ Cream guy.
Like, that one is embarrassing.
Because I think they said you could see he was small. I mean, his face.
And then the way he was born.
And I was like, oh my god, like, you really, like, someone's privacy, man. Like, you've really taken them down, hey?
And I think also for him, it was bad because he was married.
So well, no, damn, like, he was.
Yes, he was. Your wife is gonna see that.
Bambi, your kids.
Your kids, when they grow up, they're gonna see that. I hope no one will ever, you know, like, mock them or, you know, try and make them feel bad and stuff like that. But, you know, once it's out, it's out. God. And sometimes, you know, people will say, you need to be careful of the person you're with. But sometimes people are very good at pretending. You'll never see those signs until, like, you guys are in, you know, a rough patch. Then you're like, oh, shit, who is it?
Yeah.
And that time it's already too late.
Because now you can't go back. Like, I mean, the damage is already done.
So sometimes even telling people, like, oh, be careful. Yes, it's good to be careful of who you're dating. But still, sometimes you might never know.
You might never know. And sometimes they can, you know, someone can pretend for even 20 years.
And you, hey, Kwanzaa, this gender. Ogopa.
Ogopa.
But anyway, yeah. Basically, I guess it's the world.
Don't take advantage of guys with the nudes.
Yes.
And generally, don't blackmail.
Be careful who you're sending notes to.
Be careful who you're, and on what platform, because some people hack. It might not, you know, it might not even be the person. Someone can hack into your, for example, you didn't know, like, whenever you're online, especially on Wi-Fi and people's Wi-Fi, and your laptop is on, that camera, someone can hack into it.
I was told to even cover mine.
Yes.
Yeah, I was told.
So the sites that you're using, the Wi-Fi that you're using?
Yeah. Damn. How would you feel about your kid being like a porn star? That's random.
Mm-hmm. A porn star? I mean, it's a job. So you're making money.
What? What the fuck?
You'd be okay with it.
Hey, show. Well, I. See, it's a job.
Yeah, it is. Still.
And most of those, have you even watched like the porn awards? They're actually quite interesting.
They're awards.
They're porn awards.
No, I haven't.
Remember, I watched one back in, like, when I was in school. It's fantastic. Like, it's an actual job. They go for all their tests, and most of them actually clean and married.
Yeah? Hey, so, like, you're having sex for money. And you can have sex with, like, 10 people in a night.
And actors, like, and you see, like, the top actors, it's the technique. How your face looks, how long you can last, how fast you can get back on, like all those things. I look for it and I show you. It's actually, and when I was watching it, I was not even getting, it was not like a turn on. It's actually like you're watching the Oscars.
Yeah.
It was so interesting because they're like, okay, are you seeing this technique and this whatever?
And these people have to be tested like before, right?
Mm. Before, during, after. And most of them are actually some of the cleanest people.
Yeah, because I mean they are testing every time.
But I'm not even talking about like even themselves, how they, the cleanliness and everything.
Yeah.
Stella.
Yeah.
Mm.
Damn.
I know you'd have an issue with it. That's how you made
it. I think I would. I honestly think I would. I don't know.
What if it was your son, the porn star, not your daughter?
My son? What? I think I'd have a bigger issue. I'm like, has everything failed? Has everything failed like completely?
What if they want to do it just for fun?
You want to have sex for fun. Publicly for fun?
Then everyone will know that's your child.
Get a hobby.
Maybe that's a hobby.
Sex?
Mm. In my free time, I like to fuck.
What? Do it in your house.
In your house?
Yeah.
But you're not being paid. Because you don't have to be a gigolo. Because you know they call themselves actors.
Mm. Mm.
The porn stars, they call themselves actors.
Hey, what? But you know, I feel like I would say I wouldn't be okay with it, but you know, at the end of the day, he'll be a mature person and he can make that decision on his own. Like, no matter how much I really try, I'll try my part to, you know, push other things. And
is this Nigerian movie I was watching on Netflix called Glamour Girls?
I've watched it.
Yeah, remember one of the girls, the one who died of an overdose?
Yes.
She was a rich kid. And not just a rich kid, a wealthy kid. She was doing it for fun.
Yeah.
She's being pimped out for fun. Because even the lady came and told, you know, I just know you're here just to party and have drugs. Like, I know you don't need this money.
Yes.
Just like the lifestyle.
What?
And because she could take herself.
Yeah.
All those yard parties, she was invited, but how she wanted to do it just for that thrill.
Yes.
So you cannot, like, in this life, just pray.
Yeah. Well, hey, okay. I guess we have no option. But anyway, to each their own, honestly. No judgment, no bad energy, bad vibes.
Bad vibes.
But anyway, we just wanted to share our opinions. And, you know, like, what you think about this trending topic and our opinions, basically.
Just that. Yeah.
We're not here to say, don't do this, don't do this. No. To each their own.
To each their own, definitely.
Yeah. So, thank you so much for watching. I hope you like this episode. Give us your opinions as well. What do you think about sending nudes, receiving nudes? Exposing people using their,
because they've hurt your feelings.
Yes. Learn to control your feelings, really. You know, just share your thoughts, opinions, continue engaging with us, continue sharing topics they want us to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Follow and hit the subscribe button.
Yes, and the notification bell.
Yeah.
Yes. We love your engagement.
See you next time.
Yes. Bye.